Today we're talking Amory's new gig, Iggy Azalea versus Azalea Banks, and Iggy Azalea's new song, Tame.
You are now tuned into Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
The message, so you got to
all the time.
What?
Hey,
shout out to Tribe Called Quest. Can we bump that up a little?
Yeah, turn that up, man. This is rest in peace to one of the legends, son.
Enjoy the funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram.
No, I can't be boxed to this.
No?
Yeah, I can, but.
Shout out to Tribe Called Quest. All right, everybody. I miss y'all.
I miss y'all too. It felt like it. Why did it? Yeah, that's good. Why? How come? How you couldn't hear either, right? How come it felt like forever? Wasn't it last week?
No, bitch, I wasn't not here. Even though it feels longer, I was with J-Watch last week, but I'm like, anyway, sorry, y'all.
I was in Mexico.
Welcome to Black Hollywood Live's The Beat, your weekly catch-up on This Week in Music. It's your boy DJ Jesse Janney here in studio with Miss Quine.
Hey, guys. I'm in the building.
Hey, I got to throw the piece up like Nixon.
Right.
I am not a crook. We're in the building.
Boom. Okay. Check the rhyme. So you... We're traveling, bitch.
Yes.
Tell the kids where you were.
I was traveling. I wasn't here last week because I was in Mexico. I got a call from the Rolling Stones.
Say what?
The real Rolling Stones with Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, and stuff like that. They have a young lady who sings on stage with Mick. She does a duet with him. Her name is Sasha Allen. She's awesome. When she comes to LA, we have to get her in. When I tell you this girl's voice is sick. So they called me to do her install, do her weave, and they absolutely love her hair. So I'm looking forward to more gigs with them. But yeah, I was in Mexico. I had a great time. It was awesome. And they have the best tacos.
Oh, really?
Well, my God.
I would assume Mexico would have the best tacos.
Oh, my God. Those tacos were so good.
All right. Well, hey, if you guys are tweeting or watching us live, you guys can live chat with us. We got Mr. Carter in the building. He's running the social media, so make sure you guys are tweeting with us, interacting with us, and he'll be sure to get y'all up in the mix. All right.
I love your new haircut.
Do you?
You really look hot.
Right, my thing was like I was a little something about Mary with the front.
No, okay. I like this. I be going. I go through the motions with you, Carter. Can you pass me some napkins, please? Because I spilled some stuff.
We coming back fresh, y'all.
Yeah,
from traveling.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, so I'm a little off.
I
but
was
I'm
up
in
until
build.
6 in the morning, so I'm like a little slow today. Yeah. Jay, what's been going on in your life?
Jay Watch is looking good. I don't know what.
You know, working.
Modeling.
His skin look flawless.
You
what the fuck
me?
You putting on that skin? Water?
Yeah, I'm saying a little cocoa butter.
You know, I did a trick.
You do the trick, the cocoa butter?
Sure. Well, maybe you could pick up some other tricks. So, no, I didn't mean like that.
Yes, you did.
Okay. It was a segue into this, but A. Marie, this one thing got me tripping. Well, bitch, she got a new gig.
What's her gig?
And this is what I was saying. She's teaching people some beauty regimens and teaching them about some new books online. So A. Marie has a YouTube channel called Books Beauty A. Marie, where she tells you what she's reading, what she wants to read. She's having conversations with the fans about reading their favorite books, and she teaches you about skincare, her favorite skin products.
I like it.
Okay, look, at first I was like, bitch, say what? I like it. I think it's positive.
For sure.
I think she's very... Do you watch Real Housewives of Potomac?
She's one of those.
Very Katie Ross of her. but I'm for it. It's to take someone who, A. Marie, you look at her videos, she's like slaying in her videos.
Yeah, she's,
and then what is she doing in her pastime? She's reading. That's so fucking cute.
Well, I think I've never looked at her as that, as a beauty type of girl.
I
looked
what?
At her. No, I looked at her more as fashion. The girl has a sick shoe game. Like, if everybody remember, like, her video, Why Can't We Fall in Love, she's the first person to wear Manolo Blahnik. Like, we was like, yo, those are Timberlands with heels.
Was it
what
really
is this?
Her?
Yes, she's the very first person to rock Manolo Blahnik's, the blonde joints, on TV. So I think she has more of a fashion.
Well, she talks about fashion style, beauty.
Good. I mean, good for her.
It's more like a lifestyle thing. Yeah. And that's always a good lane to run in because you're gonna find out who really supports you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like people who are, you know, have similar interests. That's perfect to run in that lifestyle.
Find
lane.
Your tribe.
And
you
people
know
what get to find your tribe.
Find your tribe.
And people are gonna get to know her on a whole nother level.
Yeah.
And she's a mom now, I believe. So I think this is good for her to do at home. And plus, the more people watch, the more checks she gets.
And then she could drop a single. Like she'd be reading her books. She'd be like,
not another single.
All right. So then we got Rihanna.
Oh god.
In our little Stan updates, Rihanna's Anti is back at number one.
Good.
Congratulations, girl. But more hilarious is this clip.
The audiences.
So can we just let it play to 35? I know I said shorter time, but let's let it play out to 35.
She said shit right here.
You better go to a Rihanna concert and sing better than Rihanna on her
own. I think that was awesome because usually the people in the audience sound like crap.
Yep.
Like, I really
won! Tone deaf.
That'd be me.
Drunk, turned up.
Bitch, I was, the last concert I went to, I was singing along. I thought, the way my ears were hearing now, I was like, yeah, I'm right on point with everyone screaming. I watched the video back. I was like, oh, I can't post it. It's tone deaf.
Now that Beyonce did the same thing,
but she got the tone deaf.
Yes,
Beyonce.
And he acted like he had Tourette's a little bit or something. Like he was crazy. It was crazy.
So shout out to Rihanna. I want to go see the tour. The tour looks dope. She's on like that long catwalk thing that hangs out. She wearing her
What
are those?
I think they're.
But they look like
cheese.
They look like chaps, right?
Yeah, because she just did an ad for them.
Mm-hmm.
But they were jeans. She had on a denim ones.
She's wearing those in the tour.
Those boots are sick. I wish too bad they can't go over my thick thighs.
It's fashion icon right there.
Yeah.
All right, so next we got something. I want to talk about something positive.
Yes.
Some love in hip-hop. First being, so Miss Coco, Ice-T and Coco, she says she doesn't want her daughter to be a model. She says, I did that lifestyle. I don't want my daughter to be a part of it. I'm not putting her out into any of that. And
of course, she doesn't want to raise a hoe. Because she was a hoe.
Yeah.
She know what's up, right?
I mean, it's just like in L.A. especially, because I'm not from here, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any of us are. But mm-hmm. like in Hollywood, you just see it a lot, like a lot of self-hate.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of people trying to be something that they're not, you know what I'm saying? And like Hollywood kind of forces you to be. So I can see why she would scare her daughter away from that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It makes you, self-conscious or whatever the case, low self-esteem. There's like a lot of that out here.
Yeah, it damn sure is. Child. And they be the flyest bitches with the lowest self-esteem.
Yeah, like
and that's
said.
The truth. Like, y'all, word. Did
you know
Kanye say that?
Yeah.
It's the truth. They be the flyest bitches.
Driving a BMW, sleeping on someone else's
couch.
It's real. So, I mean,
so,
I get it.
I don't blame her. I think her history with being a model and in the limelight hasn't been that positive. But, you know, and then what Ice-T, I think she's going to want another lifestyle for her daughter. I don't blame her.
Yeah.
You know?
Also, so we heard about the bombing in Brussels, Germany.
Yes. Rest in peace to the people.
Two Suicide Brothers. Yes, absolutely.
R.I.P.
Tons of celebrities reached out. They posted their thoughts. I just wanted to read Questlove because I just love him.
I love him, yeah.
He went out, love to all of our friends and their loved ones and their loved ones and their loved ones in Belgium. May we, the entire world, heal from the pain of this tragedy. It's hard not to fall into the emptiness of the thoughts and prayer hole, but my words and feelings are sincere. Belgium is an amazing place that has always shown us nothing but love when times were tough. It's now easy to give in to fear. Yes, I dread the eventual message of hate that will be spewed from the ignorant and how to deal with these situations and react irrationally. Do not give in to fear nor ignorance.
Nice. The world is going crazy.
It is,
I mean, I'm scared to see what's going to happen in 5 years from now.
Like, no, honestly. I'm hoping that in 5 years from now, everything will be calmer.
Girl, huh?
I think what's...
Jesus ain't coming
down
yet.
But what's happening is, I think with Trump, even though I don't want to get into the political battle because I have some shit to say. Because...
Keep it under 30.
Like when I said, but when they elected Obama, before they put Obama in office, I specifically said, year 7 is when all black people is going to go to hell, when all minorities, everything is going to go to hell. Year 7 was 2015 when the cops just start killing everybody, right? Okay, fine. Year 8, I said he was just going to be chilling. What is he doing? He's chilling.
But hold up.
Now, wait.
Year 7 was the year the media started
posting the murders and stuff like that. So,
agenda.
I think what's happening right now, Trump is causing an uproar, which is they're trying to start a race war. But see, we're not really falling that much into it because we love each other. Black, white, Spanish, there's mixed babies. There's a lot of stuff going out here. And I think...
But it's not us, it's the kids.
It's the kids.
Because they're watching this shit.
Yes.
So we watch it and we're like, well, clearly we still doing this and we cool.
Yeah.
But it's the kids that watch this and they think, oh, this is what life is like.
Yeah, and it's scary.
And it's confusing because then they go to like their daycare center, their kindergarten, and they're like, I mean, I'm cool with everyone there. And it's like, but they're showing on TV this. Mm-hmm. And you have a whole bunch of people because then you still have the older generation who's just, you know, stuck and they understand what it's been like for them. So they're feeding that onto their kids. It's a whole bunch of mixed communication.
It's so much going on.
It's like in the information age, you would think we'd be further along.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Information is so widely spread, and I'm scared for real. Like, I'm scared, like, for real. It's like evil.
It's very evil.
It's evil. Like, I don't really know who to vote for.
Neither do I, because they want us voting? To go for the lesser of or evil. We have no other choice.
I mean, we have to vote.
We have to vote.
Who are you gonna vote for?
They're gonna let Hillary, and she's the devil.
You know what I'm saying?
She's a liar. She's not out for our best interests as well. So we're gonna have no choice but to vote for the lesser of the evil.
We need the people to stand up.
We need the
leaders. To, you know what I'm saying?
I'm leaving. People.
To stand
on
up.
A jet plane.
I will go move to the UK or move to the fucking Netherlands and live on a farm.
Well, look.
Nah, you gotta stay here and fight.
Yeah, you gotta stay here and fight. Because here's the thing. So,
fight for your country.
I mean,
baby.
I hate talking politics. So then, my thing is, people are like, you know, Jesse, how come you ain't out DJing and all the clubs and stuff like that? I got tired of music for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I got really depressed for a while, and I would catch myself like driving with listening to nothing.
Yeah.
Because it was like, oh, I don't want to talk about politics. I don't want to talk about this. When I turn to music, it's almost like some songs now I can't enjoy because the Twitter rants, because there are just so many other things tied to that music that it's almost like, I can't even listen to this song. And I found myself for months like just driving, listening to absolutely nothing or talk radio. So I want to talk about some Twitter beefs that are going on right now. Kanye West stepped out again talking about Dead Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
And he called him Dead Mao 5. He wants him to come to his daughter's birthday party with a mini Mao 5 head. So Dead Mouse thought this was, you know what?
An insult.
Well, he said, let me make money off this. So he came out with a shirt that said Dead Mao Cinco with the head, the
Minnie Mouse head.
Minnie Mouse head in the middle of it. And he's selling them for $30. I thought it was funny. I think it's kind of low-key genius. And he changed it to Cinco, I feel, because if he had said five,
he will owe Kanye some bread. He will owe Kanye some bread. So he threw it, even though it's still exactly what Kanye suggested, but he's a smart man because he knows everybody is going to pay.
That.
Yeah, everybody's going to keep tweeting it, and everybody is watching Kanye and him and Kanye's battle, and they know people like drama.
Yep.
So they're going to buy the t-shirt just because.
And then next album, Kanye and Dead Mao are
going to do
track
something
together.
Why do people like love
they're
negativity
both
so
they're both
much?
Titles.
It all started like over.
We're a loving hip hop.
Dead Mouse
culture.
Was, you know, was accused Kanye of pirating like some synthesizing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Some synthesizing software, actually.
Really?
So that's, yeah, I mean, that's kind of where it starts. But we all know how these feuds go.
Mm-hmm.
They feud for a while, then they
make
they
come
up,
together.
And they get a check together.
But Kanye tried to say that wasn't his computer, though.
That's what he said.
Yeah,
I mean,
he said that software wasn't his. All right.
Shout out Kanye. One time.
Yo, did y'all see when Kanye won some award and he instead, like some big award, and instead of him saying something, he stood in silence. Like they said, Kanye is speechless, and he just stood on the stage. The audience was quiet because Taylor Swift gave him the award. It's like, it was like, yo, y'all didn't see that?
No.
And he stood, and he would go, and the whole place is silent. It's on my Facebook. Weird, weird, weird. They said, if he look it up, it says...
Accepted
speech.
Yeah,
if you look it up, it says Kanye's speechless. Like
I'm
this.
I'm gonna go on your Facebook.
Yeah, like silent.
All right, so something it's else so that weird. Happened, some negative ass shit.
Oh, God.
So Iggy Azalea was on a radio show, and she came out to say that when it was cool for everyone to hate Iggy Azalea, she was like, yeah, she opened up. She said, yeah, there were times where it was almost like,
she wanted to commit suicide.
I
want to
fucking kill myself. Yeah. I want to just drive this car right off a fucking curb, a cliff. And Azalea Banks said, keep driving, bitch.
Yep. Keep driving, bitch. People got mad at her saying that. How are you going to encourage someone to commit suicide? But Iggy's done. I mean, go into fashion. No one likes that woman.
I mean, 6 million people watched her video. I don't know how many people are watching Azalea Banks.
I mean, it's like, man, everybody has their fans. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I never liked Iggy's music.
Yeah.
I would not say I don't like her I don't know her as a person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I like her, and I like her for fashion.
You know what I'm saying? I don't like her. I don't personally like her music, but I know that, you know, it's quality music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That she has a fan base. So, you know,
said it's quality music.
I'm saying it's mixed, it's mastered, she correctly, it's professional. You know what I'm saying? It's
professional
quality.
Professional music.
You know
okay.
I mean, it ain't like she's making the shit in her basement. So, you know, I mean, she has fans.
Right, like,
I ain't
no shade on Lil Kim, but Lil Kim can't even come out with something where all the tracks sound equally the same.
Mixed, mastered.
Yeah,
like it's a little song for everybody.
I'm like, but she just did a song. I think is it Yo Gotti, Mr. Carter? Lil Kim just came out with.
But I fuck with it. Yeah. I fuck
Kevin
with Ms. Banks though.
Yeah. My thing is Lil Kim, use his studio all the time. That track sounded amazing. Like, whoever you are, it sounded like you recorded in a crack kitchen or something. It does, though. I love Lil Kim. And she be actually coming out with some dope shit, but whoever is mixing and mastering the stuff she's been coming out with lately make her sound like the fucking damn, I don't even know. I don't even have a joke.
Well, then she needs to change her.
She sound like a fucking kazoo.
Nah, that's important, man. Like, the quality of the music, I say probably at least 60% of it.
That's
me.
True. That's
like
true.
If I can't ride and listen to, you know what I mean, something that's mixed with the levels right, then quality. I don't even want to hear that shit. Yeah. Be honest. Keep
My
it real.
My thing is like, Azalea Banks, you on fucking interview bawling and crying because, you know, your internal issues. So if you see someone else with fucking internal issues, my thing is like, be grown women about it and say, you know what, I have a problem with Iggy Azalea. I want to find out why I have a problem with Iggy Azalea and talk to the bitch.
You gotta understand though, with this, with Azalea,
I get what she's doing.
Well, right,
because nobody's been, it hasn't worked for her the past 4 or 5 years since she's been out.
But no, Azalea Banks, since she's been feuding with Iggy Azalea, has gotten more attention. A lot of people who didn't know who this girl was, finally, after they start, people, you know, the blogs and stuff start posting, people started to know who Azalea Banks is and start looking her up. Because before, she was having a hard time. Remember, I was telling you, I was saying before, how she's having a hard time with blowing up in America.
Mm-hmm.
She's better known in the UK. But now in America, they're starting to pay attention. Even though it's on a negative tip, it is what it is.
But like, so my thing is like with Azalea, okay, so people in America weren't checking for you because you put the 212 record out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1-2-1-2.
And then sat with it.
Yeah.
You sat with it too long. We're this isn't Europe, so you can't just put a single out and it's just going to sit pretty.
Yeah.
You got to put like...
Yeah, work it.
You got a Machine Gun Kelly, bitch. Come on.
Yeah.
You got to shoot the shit out. You should have had a fucking video for every album. And her videos were dope, but she was putting them out too... It took too long.
Right.
So it was just like...
That's
Azalea,
a team issue, though.
Thank you. So don't get mad at Iggy Azalea because she got motherfuckers running a team and she's shitting videos.
Well, that's for irrelevancy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same shit that Kanye does.
50
You know what I'm saying? 50 Cent, all these people, it's you create attention to stay relevant. You know what I mean? Whether it be good or bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
that's true.
At the end of the day, it's a business. You're trying to sell products.
That's true.
Y'all, so here's my favorite. I've been waiting for a week to talk about this since we left last week. So Gene Simmons came out.
Oh, God.
You know, if you've seen Kiss.
Kiss. He's the one with the long tongue.
Yep. So Gene Simmons came out to say, hip hop needs to die.
What?
He said he can't wait, and mark his words, because hip hop will, die. He said, right now, rock and roll is dead. And it's because hip-hop has come along and people are obsessed with this trend. And it will die. It will die maybe in a year from now, in 10 years, but it will die because it is a trend. He said, it is not music. He said, I wish people would get back to music with melody and harmonies. He said, these are people talking. This is not music.
Wow.
So...
Cause hip hop done knock rock out. Right. Wow.
That's why you mad. That's why you mad.
Right.
Salty ass motherfucker. Anyways,
that's crazy.
So Talib Kweli came on and was like,
"Oh, I love him. He's mad smart. What he say?
Hold up.
Hold up, pimp.
Is Kiss rock and roll? Because the last time I checked, where's the melody in that? Where's the harmony in that? Like, yep. You're sitting there screaming. Rock and roll, there's a lot of screaming involved. So my thing is, so Talib came out to say hip-hop has saved lives.
Yes, it has. And it is the most cultural movement in the world. Hip-hop has influenced Asia, Africa, I mean, everyone all over the world. Rock and roll hasn't. Rock and roll, no one's walking around with painted faces and cameras doing all kinds of crazy stuff now. Hip hop.
Okay, no, I do believe rock and roll has influenced the world just as heavily.
I mean, I just got finished working with Rolling Stones. Yeah. They sold out everywhere they went. But those are hardcore fans. But in regards to it being back on a forefront, it isn't.
Right now. That was like 80s, early 90s. Now,
Hip hop has been around forever. Man. Y'all gotta realize,
in the 70s.
Before that, Shakespeare.
Wow.
It's nothing but poetry.
You better.
To yeah, feel me?
God,
it's been around forever, man.
You
and it's not going
no
anywhere.
You are no longer the ad lib king. You are
I'm sorry,
no longer
James
the ad lib.
Yes.
Yeah,
it was here before you came, bro. It'll be here after you go.
What? Yes.
I mean, at the end of the day,
yes,
it just,
Poppy.
You know what I'm saying? You know, and I, you know, there's some Kiss tracks that I really do enjoy, but it just, you come off so salty, bro, and it's like, have several.
I hate to even admit
mad,
it.
Bro.
I used to watch the Gene
you
Simmons
mad?
Show
no,
with
never.
His family. I have the DVD. I enjoyed okay. how his family interacted with each other. Okay, moving right along.
I thought me having the chaotic reality show, the Britney Spears
even
reality.
Even, you know who else I didn't miss? What's his name? Who's high on drugs all the time? Wife named Sharon.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Did not miss the Osbournes, man. Watch that show faithfully.
Oh, I love them, though.
Yeah, I love
to
them, too.
To this day. Like,
I do,
they,
too.
They're still together. Strong family bonds. Like, and fuck everyone who hated on them just because they swore a lot. Like,
yeah.
They fuck it. I know families that can't pull it together like them, so get your life.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about new music. So we talked about Iggy Azalea. She dropped a new video for a new song called Team.
Okay.
But she did it a little differently.
Let's take a look.
We got the homie Zach Lattimore in here, and it's basically a whole bunch of dancers to the song.
So she's not in
it. It looks like a Gap or like Old Navy.
It's
commercial.
Like the one we saw with Justin Bieber?
Kind of very similar to that. All right, let's take a look. Team.
Turn me up, break the knob, right? I get dressed like it's prom night. I feed on lemons in the limelight. They say I'm full, lost my appetite.
Hell no.
Keep on pushing like a dilla.
Hell no.
Keep on shooting Reggie Miller.
Hell no.
Go on, give them all the finger. You gotta say the score right, call it Hans Zimmer. My time wherever I go. I took a chance like I'm from Chicago. 100 plus in that Murcielago. About to go, hey, turn it to the Congo.
Team. What are you thinking?
I think the song will definitely, if they put it out, I can hear it playing in the summer.
Yeah.
Because we just hit spring. That I can hear that being a summer song, especially for
LA. It's like
LA.
That summer, like,
cheer
anthem.
Especially for LA. Like, driving. That's so LA. That sounds like music that blasts out here for the summertime.
What
so,
I
think it'll be okay when it drops. And, you know, I am not a fan.
But how do you feel that she put other people in the video.
I thought feel that that was smart because we don't like looking at her. So I think we have to pay more attention to the song and the music as opposed to looking at that bitch like, please get away.
Well, and the group is diverse kids.
Yeah.
And so I think it also puts a thing in our head like, oh, these people are supporting her. Maybe we can support
it. Yeah. And watching it, I thought of L.A. Summer. Mm.
It's a dope marketing strategy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She's definitely trying to target specific.
Everyone. Yeah.
And how funny is that? You say L.A. Summer, yeah. But everyone was sitting here saying she copying Down South rap, but then when you hear that song...
I think of L.A. Summer.
Mm. All right, next.
You agree, Mr. Carter?
Shout out to Ryan Leslie, y'all.
Oh, shit.
He's back.
I like him.
The video's called The Wonderful Ones. Let's take a look at the Silver Fox.
I want to go to the beach on Easter.
Ryan is getting old.
Oh, he's getting old. Getting old.
That means
oh,
I'm getting old
shit.
Too.
Let's see.
Let's take a look at the Wonderful Ones.
You know how I love you, girl. Do it with a passion. Know I got in trouble for Instagram caption. Looking for some action. Sick with the fashion. $1 million deals, and you know I'm finna cash it. Yeah, I might be late, but it's still better than never. Know you need your space. We still better together. $1 trillion face, you still kill them whenever. I step up in the place, and that black means leather. Japanese style, you know I be wildin'. Pages of the Forbes, and you know they profiling. Take you to an island. Go and get your sun on. Chill with me, get a massage with your bun on. Hair up, body catching rays in the heat. Beach bunny, you love the cash like street money. They love my new song, but they say the beat's funny. I don't need a beat though, we be in that heat though. Chillin', we rain in the sun. And our good times, second to none. We are the ones, we are the wonderful ones.
Ryan Leslie, The Wonderful Ones. The Drake before Drake.
Yeah, for real. I was just about to say that.
The Drake the original before Drake.
Yeah, I like Damn. His, I always liked his singing voice. Mm-hmm. He never really blew up though, where you remember what he looks like visually.
Yep.
He was more of, his voice is more unique. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was known for his voice. I wouldn't be able to tell you what Ryan Leslie looked like if we walked in a club
together. Well, because he was more of a behind the scenes with a lot of artists,
yes.
Like Cassie. I mean, go back to that.
Yeah.
But the thing about him is I saw him in Music Soul Child Live. And when I tell you...
Awesome.
Ryan Leslie is one of the best live performers. I mean, just give the man a fucking mic and, like, worked the stage. I felt like I was, like...
That's because he's still hungry.
At a Prince concert. Like, it was just crazy. Yeah.
He's still hungry.
He's smart, man.
He just loves the art.
He graduated from Harvard, didn't he?
Get out of here!
One of the Ivy League schools. I know he's very intelligent, man.
And
I had an opportunity to sit in on a session with him and one of the artists that he had signed.
Really?
Chris Ivory. I was, like, in 2010.
Really?
Yeah. So, very dope, but like you said, he's mostly behind the scenes. I don't think he really pushed
his artistry
as hard as he could have, you know what I'm
saying? As much as he was pushing his artist.
Right. You know what I'm saying? If he'd have pushed his artistry hard, I think he would have been a lot.
All right, so you know, every week I like to have a fan video that you guys send in.
Sip some fucking tea.
So again, if you guys have a video out there, or there's an artist that you guys love and you want us to play the video on the beat, leave it in the comments down below
on YouTube.
And we'll give you a shout out. Yes. All right, so this one is from Superstar on the Horizons. Sent me a couple of them, but I picked this one. Her name is Danny Lee, and the song is called It's Just Us. Let's take a look.
Waking up. When I wake up, think of you. Every day I think of you. What'd you do? Got my heart off. Just give me you. Do yourself a favor. Come over. Got a secret to tell ya. Anything you want is done. I'll be waiting for you to come and stake your claim, boy. It's all on you. Coming over. Coming over.
Danny Lee, It's Just Us. What do y'all?
Oh no, I thought it was somebody else. I have a girl who have braids, and yeah, this girl been on my page, son.
Is it her?
I think.
Yeah, that's her.
She works with Yanni. He's a dope ass producer.
Oh, real dope. Or yeah. I just seen her before. I don't know, but I think yeah. that sounds good. I think, but that says Miami though.
She gives like definitely like Yanni, it like
L.A.
It gave me L.A. But now you say Miami, I could see that being Miami too. Though.
Yeah,
because she gives me a little bit of Abrina. Remember Abrina that we have come through? Mm-hmm.
No, she does not give Abrina to me.
Oh, girl, bye.
I'm lying. No, she. Moving right along.
Anyway, so I don't know. She's cool. She has her YouTube page. If you guys check it out, she has like this dance mix to Panda. Oh, that's really dope. I like her. I'd like to see her pop some stuff out, but I mean, she kind of sounds like she does the same tone of song. So we'll see what she
gets. Yeah, I think she sounds okay. I'm gonna look deeper into her. I went on her Snapchat, her Instagram looked like she's, you know, she got a good team behind her. Like she's busy.
And the video was cute.
Well produced, nice and clean.
Her hair
was neat, and she sounded good.
All right, so this next one is a work of art. So it's produced by Cudi Man, and the singer is Princess Shaw. But basically, so you guys know who Jordan Gordon Lovitz is?
No.
He played in Inception. He played, thank you. What's his biggest movie?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt was in Looper.
Yes.
And Batman. Who'd he play? Commissioner?
Robin Blake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know who I'm talking
about.
Yes,
I do. All
right, so he had this Netflix show, right, where he basically has like a topic, and then he reaches out to the internet, and all the fans create something based off this topic, and he pieces it together for a video. So this producer kind of did something similar. They put together this beat using instrument, all these people from across the world. Let's take a look. The song is called Stay Here. It's dope as fuck. Cudi Man featuring Princess Shaw. What are y'all thinking?
I like that.
Wasn't that dope?
It's tight.
Yeah.
So I was playing it the other day. My roommate came out and was like, what's Adele doing?
Her voice is nice. Right? I wish she would have put on some clothes, but yeah. I like the rawness of it, of her in her pajamas
Thank
in the living room.
I did too. It just felt like, this is my homegirl from down the street.
Yeah.
With the dollar store pajamas on. I love it. It's new. It's fresh. Yeah. I love that they took the social media aspect from it.
So how did they do that again?
So basically, I mean, I don't know exactly how they did it,
yeah.
But what I'm starting to see people do is kind of reach out. It's almost like a focus group kind of thing. It's like you say, hey, I want to... So Jordan, what he did, it was like dreams. He did the whole show was on dreams. So he reaches out to all the fans and he says, okay, create something when you think of the word dreams. So some people created like stories, some people created songs, and what he does is he takes them all and he puts them together and he produces a short video of all these people's artwork.
That's awesome. But how did he get it to all blend? Like,
girl, let me tell you. The one thing, and people may get so crazy when I bring up Britney Spears, but like the epitome of what she is. When the internet first had came out and Britney Spears was popular, if you go online, like motherfuckers would create full-length concerts that didn't even exist, and they would just take old footage, and now they do it for Beyonce, Lady Gaga, and Across the Globe. They're just people who can mentally... They having conversations that never even happened before. Yes. They can remember what interview scene to go to. So, I mean, this is a musical genius to be able to put all these instruments together and create
that
beat.
That probably didn't even have anything to do with each other.
Boom.
I like that a lot. I want to get into it.
I want to see some more stuff from that. Again, so thank you guys for tuning in. We want to make sure you guys hit us up over at BHL Online, BHL The Beat on across all social media. Please, please, please help us out by subscribing to us on iTunes. That is where we need the help. We need you guys to go to iTunes, hit subscribe, rate us 5 stars.
And
leave us a really sweet, loving comment. We'd really appreciate it. Also, let me know who you guys are listening to. We want to play your music. If you guys want a shout out on the show, drop some music down below.
Yeah.
You guys can hit me up everywhere at DJ Jesse J.
You can hit me up at Queen Wink on Snapchat and Instagram.
Queen Snapchat be popping.
My snap. No, it don't. All I do is this all day.
That's true.
Or I'm working.
With different backgrounds.
With different backgrounds. But Snapchat and Instagram, Queen Wink, and Twitter, Queen Live. And please continue with your messages down below on YouTube. Whether you're cussing me out or you're loving me, I love you all.
Hey. There you have it. You can follow me at Poppy Watts, P-A-P-I. Watts, W-A-T-T-S, on all social media. Also follow The Society. We are The Society with an E.
And where you party? Where you want your people to come party with you at this
week? Y'all can come party with me tonight at Stir.
At Stir.
You know what I'm saying? We got Don Benjamin in the house. Shout out to my brother, Don Benjamin. He'll be doing his thing. So come through Stir Hollywood.
Oh. Boom. Thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up next week. Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood music.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.